שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר תלמוד 10 הספירות, כרך א', עמוד עין, דף עין א'.
Hello, we're reading from the study of the 10 ספירות in item 80. You can find the text in the archive. You can also ask questions on kab.tv, questions that are related to the studied materials. So, the study of the 10 ספירות, first volume, page 71, הסתכלות פנימית, item 80. With respect to the Hamshachah, the extension of the light, Bechina Daled and the Masach are as one. A. Regarding the Hamshachah, the extension of light from Ein Sof, Bechina Daled and the Masach, a Panet, are regarded as one. This is because the Kashyut of the Masach is seated on top of the Oviyut, coarseness of Bechina Dalet. For that reason, in most cases, only the Masach is mentioned. Regarding the extension of the light, it necessarily refers to both. To keep our words brief, we too will name the extension of the light from Ein Sof only after the Masach. Regarding the emergence of the degrees from one another, we will also refer to it with the name Hizdakhut, purification of the Oviyut, coarseness, although it really refers to the Kashiyut, hardness, in the Masach. Remember that it really refers to the level of the Oviyut in Bechina Dalet, which create four levels of Kashiyut in the Masach. That is, because everything depends on the Masach, we talk about Kashiyut, Oviyut, hardness, coarseness, all of these things as though they are all in the Masach. But in truth, the Masach dwells upon the hardness, the Oviyut, and all of its Kashiyut, hardness, depends on the Oviyut that is on top of. Therefore, these two qualities operate together, the Kashiyut and the Oviyut. And it's not only about the Masach, but because it is the primary thing here, this is why we attribute everything to it. Okay, well, let's go. 81. The emergence of the degree of Chokhmah from Bechina Gimel. 81. The emergence of the degree of Chokhmah from the degree of Keter has already been explained in detail above. The first Eser Sfirot, Ten Sfirot, emerged after the Tzimtzum by the encounter with the upper light in the Masach that consists of the complete Oviyut of Bechina Dalet. For this reason, it raised the full amount of Or Chozer, reflected light, up to the Shoresh, called Keter. Once the degree was completed with Rosh Toch Sof, a part of the Oviyut in the Masach purified from Bechina Daled to Bechina Gimel. Because the Masach has acquired a disparity of form, it was regarded as having left the degree of Keter. Then by the encounter of the light of Ein Sof with that Masach that was purified to Bechina Gimel, there came about the second ten Sfirot. Their level reached only as high as Chokhmah, lacking Keter. I don't know what I can add. The Masach that has a Reshimo from Malchut of Ein Sof, and it makes a Zivug de Haka'a, coupling through striking with the light of Ein Sof over the Reshimot from Malchut of Ein Sof. It makes a calculation, it receives as much as it can in order to bestow, by that it builds the Pratzuf of Galgalta. Then, through the Bitush Pnim Umakif, this Masach purifies from the Tabur to the Peh, and in its purification it builds the Pratzufim of the Nekudot, and following this purification, what remains is a Masach with Oviyut of Bechina Gimel. Because of that, according to the height of the Masach, it goes down to the Chazeh of the previous Partzuf, and there is another Zivug de Haka'a over it, over Bechina Gimel of the Oviyut, and the next Partzuf emerges, Partzuf Ab, as we learned. Okay? Well, let's continue. Ah, yes? What did he explain before, that now when we say that the Masach purifies, it's actually the Oviyut that purifies? Yeah, this is what he wants to say. We talk about Oviyut, but because the Oviyut is connected to the Masach, and all of the actions are specifically because of the Masach, thanks to the force of resistance, We therefore say Masach, 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 even though what we mean is that it's the Oviyut that the Masach rides on. That is what changes. Not the Masach. It's not the Masach that determines that now we will, the Parzuf that will emerge now will be over Bechina Gimel. Rather, Bechina Gimel of Oviyut, upon which rides the Masach, determines that a Parzuf should come out on the level of Ab. When do we actually mean the Kashiyut in the Masach? Well, of course, it goes together with that. It is how we speak. There's a lot here. Oviyut and Kashiyut and the Reshimot from a previous state, it is all connected in the Masach. This is why we speak of the Masach. Even though we shouldn't forget that here the Masach, all in all, works on the will to receive. And over all of the data, the elements in the will to receive. So in the process we now study, there is always a match between the Oviyut of the Kli and the Kashiyut of the Masach. There is always a matching between them. Gimel, Gimel, Dale, Dale, like that. Which of whatever of youth the Masach rides on that of youth there is Zivug de Haka'a. According to a matching Kashiyut? Yes, the Masach is already a Kashiyut. And the most important is the Masach, it's the Kashiyut. Yes? Item 82. The emergence of the degrees of Binah from Bchina Bet. Once that degree of Chokhmah was complete with Rosh Toch Sof, the Or Makif returned and purified another part of the Oviyut in the Masach, meaning from Bchina Gimel within Bchina Dalet to Bchina Bet in Bchina Dalet. This new Masach of Bchina Bet within Bchina Dalet is considered to have left the degree of Chokhmah for the same reason mentioned concerning the degree of Keter. New ten sefirot emerged from the encounter of that upper light with that new Masach of Bechina Bet, which reached only as high as Binah, lacking Keter and Chochmah. This is clear, right?
Cool. Kol parzuf yotze.
Each parzuf comes out from the masach of the guf of the upper one that purified back to Pe de Rosh. And it created the next parzuf like that.
שאלות.
Any questions?
כן.
Yes.
אז מה הוא אומר פה שעל כל...
So what does he say here, that over each such purification there are also four בחינות, discernments inside of it? Once the degree of Chokhmah was complete, of Patsuf Ab was complete with Rosh Toch Sof, the Or Makif returned and purified another part of the Oviyut in the Masach, meaning from Bchina Gimel within Bchina Dalet. To Bchina Bet within Bchina Dalet. This new Masach of Bchina Bet within Bchina Dalet is considered to have left the degree of Chokhmah for the same reason mentioned concerning the degree of Keter. New ten sefirot emerged from the encounter of that upper light with the new Masach of Bchina Dalet, which reached only as high as Binah, lacking Keter and Chokhmah. So... So what does he mean by Bchina Bet within Bchina Dalet? He says here, that is, from Bchina Gimel within Bchina Dalet to Bchina Bet within Bchina Dalet. Right, that from that, in Bchina Dalet from Ensof, now degrees come out. Dalet of Dalet, Gimel of Dalet, Bet of Dalet, Aleph of Dalet, Shoresh of Dalet. It all emerges in Olam Adam Kadmon. Next, item 83. The reason for the absence of Chokhmah in the Masach of Bchina Bet. The reason for the absence of Chokhmah from this new degree is the same reason that is mentioned above regarding the absence of Keter. Because this Bchina Dalet does not have more than Oviyut of Bchina Bet, which is regarded as Bina of Bchina Dalet, this extension that it performed did not occur in the beginning, but only from Bina downward. Therefore, even if the Masach had not detained the upper light, it would still not expand to Bchina Dalet herself, but only from Bina downward. Thus, now the Masach did not push the Keter and the Chochmah meant for Bchina Dalet bank. Consequently, there aren't any Keter and Chochmah in this Ochozel. Because this Ochozel is not there, the upper light of Keter and Chochmah is not there as well, for they lack the vessels of to receive them. Because of the purification of the Oviyut in the Masach, and there is no longer a desire that can reveal Chochmah as it was there before, and now the degree or the level is with 1 degree less. Okay, Niv? If it's okay, I feel calm. There are no more questions. I'm not. Is this clear or not? More or less. Let's hope it will be more. Next, item 84, the emergence of the degree of Zeran Pin from the Masach of Bechina Aleph. 84, after this new degree of Mina was completed with Rosh Toch Sof, the Or Makiv returned and purified it one more part of the Oviyut of the Masach, meaning from Bechina Bet to Bechina Aleph. Consequently, it too is considered to have left the degree of Bina. The encounter of the upper light with the Masach of Bchina Aleph of Bchina Dalet produced 10 new Sfirot in the degree of Zeranpin. The first three Sfirot, Keter, Chochmah, and Bina, are missing here for the same reason mentioned above. It's clear, right? The Pertuf of Upper Ma emerges, and of course it's all of Bechina Dalet because it all still belongs to the world of Adam Kadmon. Next, item 85. The emergence of the degree of Malchut. Once the degree of Zeran Pin has been completed with Rosh Toch Sof, the last part of Oviyut of Bechina Dalet was also purified. This Masach is also considered to have been completely purified and left the degree of Zeranpin. It is called the degree of Malchut. There isn't any new light here, but it receives illumination from Zeranpin, for it no longer merits extension. For that reason, all it has is the light of Nefesh. The rest about this matter will be explained in part 3. Yes, so there is no longer Oviyut in the Masach, so the Masach doesn't have Kashiyut, so that it can do Zivug de Haka'a, do a striking and build a Pertuf. So the last Pertuf is only Nefesh. It is filled up with Nefisha, resting. And thus, all the Pertufim, the 5 Pertufim of Adam Kadmor are completed. That is, whatever happens above the taboo of Ak. There are no Potsufim above the taboo of Ak. All the rest will take place below the taboo of Ak. Why will it take place below the taboo? Because Nekudot of Sag, which are from Binah, can go down below the taboo, and there they can add the forces of Binah, the forces of Pistol. So there, everything starts happening there in continuation with Kelim and Orot, lights. Okay?
So,
Bon doesn't make Zivug de Haka. In Bon, there is no Zivug de Haka. Coupling through striking. Well, Zivug de Haka, as usual, in all of the other parts of him, no, because it doesn't have enough of Yud or Kashyut. It's of Yud of Shoresh. However, nevertheless, he doesn't receive in order to receive, God forbid. He has a Masach, and he doesn't receive. He resists the upper light. However, the upper light also following all of these partsufim that filter it, Galgalta Ab Sagma, the upper light that stands before Bon, is already the light of Nefesh, a small light. So it's not enough then from the side of the lights also that come to the Masach of Obiut of Shoresh. And the light doesn't have enough power, and also in the Masach there is not enough power, and therefore they actually match, the light and the Kli match each other, and the Kli, I'll tell you, it doesn't allow the light to break into its boundary, but it doesn't have enough forces to just reject the light and make a new pertsuf over it. So it doesn't have enough forces to resemble the light, so that the Kli will resemble the light in an act of bestowal. It doesn't have it. Therefore, it's just Oviyut of Shoresh. So it's not a Pertsuf? It is a Pertsuf. But it's a Pertsuf that is entirely in the light of Nefesh, only Nefisha, resting. A small illumination that doesn't come through resistance, it doesn't build itself similar to the Creator, like the previous Pertsufim. Rather, it is just keeping itself, let's say. Yes? I hope I'm asking in the right direction, but it sounds as though... Well, what's the relation between the light of Nefesh and Rachamim, mercy? Sorry, Chassadim. Chassadim are great lights that come from a zivug de haka'a over b'china bet of Oviyut. It's bina, it is bestowal. And the light of Nefesh or Nefisha resting of Yot of Shoresh, that means he cannot bestow. He has no possibility. He guards himself so as not to receive and to passively be in sanctity, like an embryo, let's say, Ubal. He has a masach, he doesn't receive anything. He is ready to be in that state. He doesn't have any oviyut that he has to annul or push away or whatever, but just to guard itself passively so he can be in sanctity, that he can do. This is why he's inside of his mother and he doesn't receive anything. So why do we say that there is naranchai kinds of lights and we don't add the chazadim there also? I didn't understand that. Again, this kind that is called light of Hasadim, I don't manage to understand how it's related to the Naranchai, or I don't know why you tie these things together. I started with this question saying, I don't know if it's in the right direction, but it seems like the light of Nefesh is a kind of... Light of Nefesh is not the light of Hasadim, it's the light of Nefesh. It's not Hasadim. The light of Nefesh is a light that expands from the upper one to the lower one in order to fill up the lower one and maintain it in a state where the lower one can protect itself so as not to receive but to passively belong to the upper one. This is the light of Nefesh, Nefisha, resting. Whereas Chassadim is a light that works, that shields the will to receive, and it gives the will to receive the possibility to perform many things. What do you mean? Light of Hasadim. Light of Hasadim is milk from which we grow, the animals and even human beings, right? Degrees of... it is light in actuality that works, light that comes from the Masach of Bchina Bet, from a Pertsuf that is in equivalence of form with the upper one, with its own force, that it rejects and it develops this approach. The light of Hasadim. Well, I don't want to confuse you. It's also drawn from above, the light of Hasadim. What does it say that it's drawn from above, down to it? Yes, it's drawn from above, down to it, a lower light, lower than the light of Chochmah, called the light of Hasadim. This is in item 2 of this of the study of the tenth field. If you're in equivalence of form, and equivalence of form means in Yud Bet here, so then the light of Chassidim will be drawn to you. Next. Next.
Midat godlo shel ha'or hanimshach,
86, second chapter. The measure of the or that is extended depends on the oviyut of the Masach. It has been thoroughly clarified how the entire measure of the influence of the upper light in the emanated being depends on the measure of the oviyut of the Masach. The greater oviyut, namely B'chinat Daled, is poured into the level of Keter, and 1 degree less is poured only in Chochmah, etc. Finally, in the purest Masach, the upper light does not impart anything because of the absence of Oviyut. 86b. The measure of the light that glows depends on the purity of the Kli. However, all this refers to the influence and the extension of the upper light to the emanated being, because the giver always gives the most. It is so because the greater the oviyut of the Masach, the higher the light that expands. However, it is not so with regard to the conducts of the reception of the upper light by the emanated being. There, the more important light is received in a purer Kli, and the inferior one is received in the Kli that is more coarse. Yes, this should be clear, right? It's also in because of the inverse relation of lights and vessels. 87a. The upper lights, or the uppers, come first in the Kelim, and the lower ones come first in the Orot, the lights. A. We have said above that the giver gives in the most. Sorry, in the most av, in the most coarse. But the receiver receives in the most pure. That is, in the Kli, we have a part that bestows, and in the Kli, there is a part that receives. It's not the same part in the Kli. He bestows in the coarsest part with the biggest Masach, and he receives in the purest part, according to equivalence with the light. Next. In order to explain these words, I will clarify for you the order of the entrance of the lights into the emanated being after the correction, at which time the lights are taken in slowly, gradually. Oh, Nefesh is received first. Then he attains the light of Ruach, etc., up to the light of Yechidah. It is the opposite in the Kelim. Keter is attained first, then Chochmah, etc. This means that he works with Malchut, the greatest of Yud, the greatest Kashyut. He develops the greatest of Chozer, where does the what light should then come? It should be light of Yechidah, Niv says, but Nefesh. But you said Malchut. So, where does the light of Nefesh dress? In the Kli of Keter, the purest Kli. The Kelim always work according to the proximity to the light. The closest Kli is the purest Kli with respect to the light, because the light is also the pure, because in the light there is no oviyut. So we work with the coarsest kelim to extend the light, and we work with the purest kelim in order to receive the light.
Well,
soon you should read on, and then we'll see.
87. When acquiring Or Nefesh, it is clothed in Kli de Keter. B. This is the order. First, the Neetzal is emanated with 10 Kelim. Keter Chochma Bina, Zeranpin that consists of Chagat Nehi, and Malchut. In other words, in the Kelim, the higher come in first. Then, when Nefesh is given, it is considered that that Nefesh dresses in the Kli of Keter, the purer Kli, the purest Kli. The reason that it still doesn't have or ruach is that the masach in the ketel still does not have any aviyut, not even that of b'china aleph. And or ruach is only poured by the encounter of the or elyon with masach de b'china aleph. Because the masach is in kli de ketel, meaning it is zach, without any aviyut, it does not have more than the or of nefesh ascribed to malchut.
It's okay, read on. It will clove in. It's okay. There's not much to get confused about here. Keep going.
88. When acquiring the Or Ruach, Or Nefesh descends to Chochmah, and the Ruach is dressed in Kli de Keter. When it acquires Aviyut of B'china Aleph, Or Ruach is poured to it through the encounter of the Or Elyon with this Masach de B'china Aleph. However, although the Masach in Kli de Chochmah is the one that extended the Or Ruach to the Partzuf, still, Or Ruach clothes the Kli de Keter, and the Or Nefesh that it previously had in Keter descends to Chochmah. The reason is, as it is said, that in the order of the reception of the lights, the more important light goes into the purer Kli, and the lower is into the coarser Kli, meaning it's the opposite of the order of bestowal. And so Ruach, which is more important than Nefesh, rises and clothes into Keter, and the Nefesh comes down, clothes in Chochmah.
Is it clear? Each new light comes and clothes in the Kli of Keter. Then that same light that was in the Kli of Keter previously goes down to Chochmah. And any light that was in Chochmah, if it was there, goes down to Bina, etc. So the lights expand in the Kli from the purest to the coarsest. This is how the lights enter, according to appearance of form, between the light and the Kli. Okay. Yes.
Every light has to go through Keter.
Yes.
Every light that comes. Meaning, if later the light of Neshama will come, the two upper lights, Ruach and Nefesh, will descend. And then, again, the light of Neshama.
Always, until all the Kelim are filled. Okay. Let's go.
89. Afterwards, when acquiring Neshama, it is clothed in Kli de Keter. Ruach comes down to Chochmah and Nefesh to Bina. Afterwards, when its Masach acquires the Aviyut of B'china Bet, it is regarded that the Masach is in Kli de Bina. By the encounter of the Or Elyon with this Masach, Or Neshama is poured to it, which is more important than the Orot of Ruach and Nefesh. Here too, it receives Or Neshama in the purest thing, meaning in Kli de Keter. That is because Or Nefesh, the lowest of them all, comes down to Kli de Bina, where there is Masach of B'china Bet, which is now the most Av Kli. Or Ruach descends from Keter to Kli de Chochmah, and Or Neshama, the most important of them, clothes Kli de Keter, the purest of them.
Well, keep going.
Item 90. When acquiring Or Chaya, it clothes the Keter. Neshama descends to Chochmah, Ruach to Bina, and Nefesh to Zeranpin. When the Masach acquires the Aviut of Bchina Gimel, it is regarded that the Masach is now in Kli Dezeranpin, being Bchina Gimel. Then, by the encounter of the Or Elyon with this Masach de Bchina Gimel, Or Chaya is poured, which is more important than Or Neshama. For that reason, it must be received in the purer Kli. Consequently, Or Nefesh, the lowest of them all, comes down from Kli de Bina to the Kli that is now the most of, being Kli de Zeranpin, where there is Masach of Bchina Gimel. Or Ruach, which is in Chochmah, now comes down to Bina, and the Or Neshama that is in Keter descends to Chochmah. Or Chaya, the most important, clothes the Kli de Keter.
Well, as usual. So, let's continue. You see, he's not lazy. He keeps elaborating it.
Item 91. When Yechida is acquired, it is clothed in Keter. Then Chaya descends to Chochmah, Neshama to Bina, Ruach to Zeranpin, and Nefesh to Malchut. When the Masach acquires the Aviyut of Bchina Dalet, it is considered that now the Masach is in Kli de Malchut, which is Bchina Dalet. At that point, through the encounter of the Or Elyon with this Masach of Bchina Dalet, Or Yechida, the most important Or, is poured to it. For that reason, it is received in the purest thing, meaning the Kli of Keter. Consequently, Or Nefesh, the lowest Or, comes down from Zeranpin to the Kli of Malchut, with a Masach of Bchina Dalet, the most Av. Or Ruach descends from Bina to the Kli of Zeranpin. Or Neshama descends from Chochmah to the Kli of Bina. And Or Chaya descends from Keter to the Kli of Chochmah. Then the newly arrived Or Chochmah clothes Keter. Now the entire Or from Naran Chai reached its appropriate Kli, the one that is ascribed to it.
All the lights have entered the five kelim. There are no questions. Well, let's continue. Oh, yes?
We say that the first zivug is over Bchina Dalet. That Ab performs a zivug over Bchina Dalet, and it extends the light of Nefesh. Galgalta performs a zivug over Bchina Dalet. And according to what he explained here, Bon is the Malchut, and it is the one that performs the Zivug over Bchina Dalet. So it's not clear what's the Aviyut, what's the order of the Zivugim, the matings, and over which coarseness, which Aviyut.
He's telling you the following. In the Kli, there are 5 degrees of coarseness. If the Kli performs a zivug of Haka'ah on the Oviyut of Bechina Dalet, right? It says here, right? That's over Bechina Dalet?
Yes, it says about Oviyut of Bechina Dalet.
Where does it say so?
The last one, item 91.
And in the first one?
The first?
On Shoresh.
Shoresh.
Okay, yes. So what do you want? So we have Oviyut Obchina Shoresh, and the light that comes in is?
On Shoresh, Nefesh goes in.
Nefesh, right. He continues to Oviyut Obchinat Ruach, and the light comes in is Nefesh, and here comes the light of Ruach. He keeps on extending Oviyut Bchina Gimel, right? So the Nefesh goes down to Gimel, and the Ruach to Bet, and here comes Neshama. And this is how it is. more light, he extends more of yud, so the light comes here, nefesh always goes down, and now the light of Chaya is extended. And later on, if he keeps extending it, then all the lights go down until the light of Yechidah comes.
Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama,
Chaya, Yechidah. Yes.
Now, we can add the names of Potsofim here.
Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet.
Which one is Galgalta, which is Ab and Sag?
This is Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon.
So it turns out that Galgalta performs a Zivug over Shoresh, the Viyut Shoresh.
At first.
Yes?
Yes.
But we say that Galgalta performs Zivug over Dalet Dalet.
So what?
So either it's Aviyot Shoresh or Aviyot Dalet.
No, for her it's Dalet over Dalet, but it's Shoresh. When Ab makes a Zivug, he raises his Aviyot to Galgalta, and then Galgalta makes a Zivug in addition to Aviyot Shoresh, also over Aviyot Aleph. And when Sag adds his part, then Galgalta makes a Zivug over Aviyot Bet. And this is why the level of Bina is extended. All of the Partsufim clove over the previous Partsufim, and they add to them more Zivugim, more couplings. When Ab develops, it adds to Galgalta, the Oviut of Shoresh, but Galgalta must make a Zivug over Oviut Aleph, because of Ab.
So, when it is said that Galgalta performs a Zivug over Dalet Dalet, what it means is that it's only because the last Partsuf, Bon, performs a Zivug there, or that's why it adds a Viyut Dalet there? I didn't understand your explanation.
Very good. Now you understand that you do not understand. Malchut of En Sof made a restriction, right? Tzimtzum.
Right.
And following the Tzimtzum, she extends the light over the maximum that she's capable of, right?
Yes.
For her, this is considered that she is making a Zivug over her Oviyut Dalet, right?
Yes.
And after she purifies, Patsuf Ab emerges. Ab, when it comes out, it clothes over Galgalta and invites from Galgalta a Zivug for himself. So then in Galgalta is added the next Oviyut. So with respect to what she had before, Galgalta had Shoresh. We're not talking about here, we're talking about the sequence of Pratsufim. In Galgalta there was Oviyut of Shoresh, now she has Oviyut of Aleph. And the Shoresh moves to Ab. Later on comes Partsuf Sag. So the Shoresh from Sag raises Oviyut Aleph to Ab, and it raises Oviyut Bet in Galgalta. So in Galgalta we now have the level of Bina. This is why Sag is born. Later on we have the Partsufim of Ma, Upper Bone. In short, all of these Partsufim, they are included in Galgalta. So then in Galgalta we have Naran Chai, specifically thanks to all of the Partsufim that came out following her.
So when it is said that Galgalta performs a Zivug over Rishimot Dalet Dalet from Ein Sof,
that's hers. That is hers. This is what she has in Ein Sof, in Malchut of Ein Sof.
So if she performs over Dalet Dalet, she's supposed to elicit Yechida.
No. Well, this is what she extends. The first light that the Pratsuf extends is always Nefesh.
So why it is said that she performs over Dalet instead of Shoresh?
This is what is left for her from Bechina Dalet of the four phases of direct light.
But according to the explanation that the biggest coarseness draws the biggest light,
it's not the greatest. It will be the greatest after the upper bone will emerge. And these are all her Pratsufim. This is her expansion.
So, the calculation, when they say Dalet Dalet, it actually means this integral view of all the Potsofim together.
Yes, and this is why in Malchut of Ein Sof, we truly have the light of Nefesh.
How come?
Because all the other Parzufim did not come out yet. Yes.
Maybe we should just say that no matter what size the Patsuf has regarding the desire, if it bestows on itself, it doesn't have, meaning doesn't have a lower to which it can bestow, it's the light of Nefesh.
Yes, that's true. Is that clear? Well, let's continue.
Item 94. 92. Okay, sorry. Item 92. The difference between the influence of the Or and the Hitlabshut of the Or. Now you see the great difference between the order of the pouring of the Or Elyon in the Patsuf and the order of the Hitlabshut of Or in the Kelim. The giver needs the most Av Bechina, the coarsest Bechina, because Or Yechida can come to the Patsuf only when it has a Masach on Kli de Bechina Dalet. Prior to that, when such an Aviyut was not present there, but a thinner Aviyut, meaning that of Bechina Gimel, it was impossible for this important Or called Yechida to be poured in the Patsuf. However, when this important Or is drawn to the Partsuf, it is not clothed in the Kli of Bechina Daled, but in the purest of all, namely Kli de Keter.
Tzadi Gimel. Kol Or haba laPartsuf eino mekubal.
All the Orot, the lights that come to the Partsuf, are received only in Kli de Keter. 93. By the same manner, Or Chaya, which is only poured in the Masach of Kli Zeranpin, meaning Bechina Gimel, when clothing the Neetzal, it does not clothe the Kli of Zeranpin, but the purest Kli, namely Kli de Keter. It is the same in Or Neshama, which is only poured when there is a Masach of Aviyut Bet in Kli de Bina. Yet, when it is clothed, it clothes only Kli de Keter. Likewise, O Ruach, which is only poured in the Masach of Bechina Aleph on Kli de Chochmah, when it does clothe it, it does not clothe the Kli of Chochmah, but the purest Kli, namely Kli de Keter. Thus, each and every Or that comes to the Patsuf comes first in Kli de Keter. As we have said, that the receiver receives only in the purest Kli. It is so, although the pouring came through the most Av Kli, the coarsest Kli.
Tzadi Dalet.
94. Igulim do not receive the Or Elyon because they do not have Aviyut. From the aforesaid, you can deduce why the Igulim do not receive any pouring of Or Elyon, but must receive all their Orot from the Or Dekav. It is so, although Kelim de Igulim precede Kelim de Yosher of the Kav. It is a simple matter. They do not have any Aviyut, because all their four Bechinot are equal. Thus, only Kelim de Yosher in the Kav, which do have Masach Aviyut, are poured upon by the Or Elyon, and the Igulim receive from them. 95. Any degree that receives from another and does not have any form of bestowal in and of itself is regarded as Nefesh. For that reason, the Or de Igulim is regarded as Or Nefesh. The rule is that any degree that is not poured upon by the Or Elyon, but receives its He'ara, illumination. From another degree, that or is called or nefesh, or nekeva. Because the igulim do not receive from the or elyon, but receive their heara from the kav, they are considered as or nekeva, or or nefesh. It has also been explained about Kelim de Yosher, that if the entire Aviyut in the Masach had been purified, then the influence of the Or Elyon is no longer there. In that state, all that it has is the He'ara from the previous degree, which is therefore called Or Nefesh.
So, the light of Nefesh has several manners to it. Either it's the light of Nefesh because there's no Oviyut, so there is this passive extension, that's one light of Nefesh. Or it's called light of Nefesh if one degree receives through another degree, and by itself it doesn't do anything, but it only receives. The Igulim, the circles that receive without a Masach, the light that expands in them is also called, it's called the Yoshel, is called also light of Nefesh. So light of Nefesh refers more to the manner of the reception of the light, not the power, the intensity of the light. The intensity can be immense, the light of Ensof, but it's still light of Nefesh. Is that clear? Any questions? None? Well, let's continue.
Chapter 9. Each and every sphira in each and every olam consists of eser inner sphirot within eser inner sphirot indefinitely and incessantly. The issue of the division of the sphirot to inner sphirot and inner sphirot and so on and so forth indefinitely. It is a wonderful law in the upper worlds that in every sphira that we choose to examine, we will find 10 inner sphirot. If we take a single sphira from those 10 inner sphirot, we find another 10 inner sphirot inside the first sphira. Also, if we take one sphira of the inner sphirot, we once more find Eser Sfirot in it, which are inside the previous inner, and so on and so forth, incessantly.
This is clear, right? This starts from Malchut of Ensof. There are all of the discernments. Later on, all of these discernments only open up with respect to us. Next.
97. Any or that passes through the degrees leaves its shoresh in each degree it passes. 97. You will understand the reason for it according to the rule that there is no absence in spirituality. It explains that it is impossible that there will be any kind of or in the tachton, in the lower, that will not exist in all the elyonim, all the upper above it, until up to Ensof. The reason is that even a very small heara that emerges in the lowest degree in the olamot must spring from Ensof and travel through all the olamot and degrees before that low degree, until it comes there. Because this He'ara comes down through the degrees, it cannot be absent from the first, when passing to the second, and absent from the second, when passing to the third, etc., until it comes to the last degree, which receives it. Corporeal objects move from place to place. Yet, that is not at all possible in the spirituals, where there is no absence and replacement. Instead, when a he'ara travels through a certain degree, even if only in passing, it acquires its place there.
Varur, ken?
This is clear, right? Let's say that you get some small illumination. It passes from Ein Sof through all of the degrees. It creates a change throughout the entire system, and it reaches you. What are you looking at me for? Yes.
It's a wonderful law.
That you move all of the worlds. Well, let's continue.
98. An all that appears once in a degree remains there for all eternity. The entrance and transference to the next degree does not decrease the all that has acquired its place there in any way. Rather, it is like lighting one candle from another without diminishing the first. Here too, when the O leaves the first degree and descends to the next, the O remains complete in both the first and the second. Likewise, when it enters the third, the O does not move from the second at all. The O is complete in both the second and the third. It passes by the same manner through all the degrees that precede the last degree, being the actual receiver for which the O came down from Ein Sof, becoming fixed in all of them. The reason for this is that there is no absence in the spiritual. Any O that shone in a spiritual Bechina once will not move from that Bechina forever, not even a bit.
This is clear, right? All the Pratsufim, whatever the changes they go through, they change, but those same changes remain and further changes are built on top of them and everything remains because each and everything builds desires and screens and interconnections and all of these things. If they're set once, this is how they stay. That's it. And it's only an addition that comes out of each and every action. You see? This is how it is. This is called the integrality in nature. Nothing goes away. Everything is connected. Everything leaves an impression. The impression remains for eternity. And there is a complementation between all of these parts of theme and all of these actions so that they always gather and accumulate. And therefore, the system truly becomes integral and universal. It's such a huge integration. Is it clear? Well, good. This is actually quite easy to accept. Yes.
Item 99. When O Chochmah passes to its place through Keter, it leaves its shorosh in Keter. From the aforesaid, you can thoroughly understand the matter of the itkalelut of the Esar Sfirot, one within the other, and one within the other, incessantly. For example, when the first two Sfirot emerge, namely Keter and Chochmah, O Chochmah must spring from Ein Sof, and thus must also travel through Keter before it comes to the Sfirah of Chochmah. Because O Chochmah shone in Keter for once, namely, as it passed through, it is therefore impossible for it to ever be absent from there. Consequently, it necessarily implies that even after O Chochmah has reached the Sfirah of Chochmah, the O Chochmah still remains complete in Keter. Thus, the Sfira of Keter now has two Orot, being O Keter and O Chochmah.
Maskim?
Do you agree?
So what's the difference between the light of Chochmah in Keter and the light of Chochmah in Chochmah?
There it's Nefesh, and here it's Ruach.
And always what it leaves behind, meaning the impression through this transference, is Nefesh? Is as Nefesh?
Why? If the Keter passes light to Chochmah, then in the Keter it is Ruach, and in Chochmah it is Nefesh.
And later, suppose Bina.
So in Bina enters Nefesh, in Chochmah Ruach, and in Keter Neshama.
Yes. So what's the difference between Bina and Keter, Bina and Chochmah, and Bina for which the light came?
Everywhere, it is a different Bina.
So, what does it mean, a different Bina?
Bina of Keter draws the light because Patsuf Bina wants to receive. So it raises man all the way to Bina of Keter, and Bina of Keter extends the light. Bina of Chochmah now has to settle. Chochmah begets within her Patsuf of Bina in order to pass it from Keter to Bina. So we have Bina in Chochmah. Even though Chochmah seemingly does not need Bina, it's just a passageway. And Bina that receives Nefesh, Nefesh of Bina, that enters her Keter.
So, the different Bina.
No, they're completely different, all these Binots, plural of Bina. They're different. How can you say, let's say a teacher explains to you something in classroom, to explain to the children. So, the way he describes the materials or the matter and the way the children depict it, is that the same? No. But there is something common to the two to them, both in terms of the giving of the light and also in terms of the intensity and the understanding that it builds a partsuf inside of it in the understanding, and he gives them just a small branch of whatever he has. Yes.
This is actually hitkalelut, right? An integration.
That is the hitkalelut, the integration, the hitkalelut of the pratsufim in one another, only in such a way that they pass on, they raise rishimot and they pass light.
Can we advance in this wisdom without teaching on? Was there ever a Kabbalist who didn't teach? He just studied, he knew it, and he didn't pass it on? Was there such a thing?
As much as I understand it, no. That is, there were people who started to attain it without a teacher. That, yes. But the passing of the Chochmah is always through study.
It sounds as if the advancement for each individual has to be while passing it on. That's where it comes from.
Yes, of course. But again, there were such Kabbalists who attained in such a way, by the way, not necessarily with this method of study. There were such that would cover their eyes. They wouldn't accept everything. They worked on it through the purification of the body, the purification of the will to receive. But this is very hard work. It was more common among the Eastern congregations, and people would actually reach it, but this was back then. I think the last one among them was the Baba Sali. Well, let's continue.
Item 99. When all Chochmah passes to its place through Keter, it leaves its shorosh in Keter. From the aforesaid, you can thoroughly understand the matter of the itkalelut of Eser Sfirot, one within the other, and one within the other, incessantly. For example, when the first two Sefirot emerge, namely Keter and Chochmah, all Chochmah must spring from Ein Sof, and thus must also travel through Keter before it comes to the Sefirah of Chochmah. Because all Chochmah shown in Keter once, namely as it passed through, it is therefore impossible for it to ever be absent from there. Consequently, it necessarily implies that even after Or Chochmah has reached the Sfira of Chochmah, the Or Chochmah still remains complete in Keter. Thus, the Sfira of Keter now has two Orot, being Or Keter and Or Chochmah.
Next,
clear, right? When Or Bina passes through Keter and Chochmah, it leaves its shorosh in them, and so on by the same manner. It is the same with Or Bina, because it must travel through the two preceding sefirot before it comes to Bina. It necessarily acquires its place in Keter and Chochmah as well. Thus, there are now three Orot in Keter, Or Keter, Or Chochmah, and Or Bina. Likewise, there are two Orot in Chochmah, Or Chochmah, and Or Bina. And one Or in Bina, namely her own Or. It continues by the same manner until Or Malchut emerges. At that time, Keter has all the Eser Sfirot, because the lower nine Orot have necessarily traveled through Keter, thus acquiring their place there. There are also nine Sfirot in Chochmah, because all the eight lower Sfirot below her traveled through her and remained there. Likewise, there are eight Sfirot in Bina, seven in Chesed, six in Gvura, etc., through Malchut, who has but her own Or, because there aren't any more Sfirot that would travel through her.
Is it clear?
Yes.
Why is there the Hitkalilut between the Sfirot?
Because each Sfira has to pass the light on. From this, the Hitkalilut integration comes.
Because it's basically one Kli?
Well, of course, it is all Malchut. Malchut of Ein Sof. And now she engages in how to fill herself up with the light of Ein Sof. It's like the host revealed to her in Bechinot Aleph Shosh, Bet Gimel. He revealed to her in the fourth phase of direct light what he wants to give her. Now, following the Tzimtzum and the Masach and the intention to receive in order to bestow, she has to receive all of the light of Ensof. Therefore, she is now divided into all kinds of Pertzufim, Sfirot, Olamot, worlds, and all of this is in order to receive all of these lights in order to bestow. Therefore, between all of her different parts, there is, of course, integration. She does it gradually from the light to the heavy. She divides her actions so that when she divides the light into all kinds of different forms or portions, and this is why there is integration between all of them, because it's all done by the same Malchut of Ein Sof. Every specific, particular action that she does somewhere, that action stems from her, goes through her and comes back to her. So it's all added to Malchut of Ein Sof, and all of the Sfirot and Kelim and actions, all of these are included in one another. We're going to see that later. Well, that's it. Okay. Well, we'll continue tomorrow. Wait a minute, what else did I want to ask? Well, tomorrow. עיניים שבתך גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומניים שבתך גם יחד הנה מה שבתך